Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Today is Tuesday, July 15th. It's 5:30 p.m., and we're having our regular Bullhead City Council meeting. Can I have a roll call?
All council members are present.
Thank you very much. And now we'll have an invocation from Pastor Tim Eichme, if I said that correctly. Okay?
Amy,
thank you very much, sir.
Let us pray. Gracious God, we come before you to not only ask for your spirit to guide this city council's decisions this evening, that they may be for the good of all, but we also pray for the residents of Bullhead City. Protect road workers, construction workers, landscapers, and the homeless from the harmful effects of the heat of this summer. Protect our water resources that all may stay hydrated. Bless the tourists and all businesses that cater to them. Bring healing to those who suffer from addictions, PTSD, and mental illnesses, and help us as a community to support them. Bless and protect all first responders, our law enforcement, our firefighters, and all who face dangers to help us. And please bless the financial health of our city government so our city's needs may be met. For all good things come for you, O Lord. Fill us with your wisdom and with humility as we discern the best way to approach resolving these issues this evening. In your gracious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the first thing on our agenda this evening is council member. She will be council member when she's sworn in. Pamela Smith will take the oath of office as Bullhead City Council member.
If you'd repeat after me, you'd raise your right hand and be sworn in. I, Pamela Smith, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of the state of Arizona.
I, Pamela Smith, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state of Arizona.
That I will bear full truth and faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of council member for the city of Bullhead City according to the best of my ability.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of council member for the city of Bullhead City according to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Pam. Next on the agenda, we have council to elect a council member to serve as mayor beginning July 15th, 2025, which is today, and continuing through the end of 2026 election cycle. Is there anybody who would like to be mayor? I don't see anyone.
I move we select Rodney Head for mayor.
I'm not through. I'm sorry.
Mr. Vice Mayor, I would accept a nomination.
Real good, because I'd like to move to nominate you. I think you're a fantastic candidate, number one. You're an excellent individual for the slot, and I think that you will do an excellent job. Thank you very much.
Mr. Vice Mayor, we need to have an actual, we had a discussion about a motion. We need a motion, then a second, and then the actual vote.
Motion to appoint Rodney Head as mayor.
Second motion.
Seven in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
You're next.
So I'll just stay over here for a minute, but we now need to elect a vice mayor. Under city code, a vice mayor is selected at the beginning pretty much of the fiscal year. We had a little hiccup, so we're going to be doing that now. In order for us to do that, I would ask, is anyone interested in serving as vice mayor for the next year?
I'd be interested.
Hearing no one else, I'd take a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to appoint Vice Mayor Alfonso as vice mayor.
Second.
Second.
Thank you very much. Second motion.
Please cast your vote.
Can I get a second, please?
I did.
Oh, second. Thank you. Seven in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Mayor Head, before we continue, we need to have you be sworn in as mayor for your turn. So if you wouldn't mind, the judge does in fact need to swear you in as mayor. So,
well, let's go do this then.
I believe he has the sheet that he'll share with you as well, but to make it official, we do need to swear you in. Council members, just hold on for a moment. After the swearing in, the mayor will present something to our former mayor, and then we're going to do some shuffling.
Fancy meeting you here.
Would you like to step on over? If you'd raise your right hand and be sworn in, please. Repeat after me. I, Rodney Head, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and the laws of the state of Arizona.
I, Rodney Head, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution and laws of the state of Arizona.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same and defend them against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of the office of mayor for the city of Bullhead City according to the best of my ability.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge the duties of mayor of the city of Bullhead City according to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mayor.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations, Mayor Head.
And now Mayor Head will present a few items, a couple certificates to our outgoing mayor, Mr. Steve D'Amico, who's been appointed to the Metropolitan Planning Organization. And also Penny Pugh from Paul Gosar's office is here as well. We could have our former mayor come up to the microphone with our new mayor. That would be great.
And after we're done with this, we'll take about a 10-minute break. So much for that. First off, I have a letter here from United States Senator Mark Kelly. I'd like to read this. Dear Mayor D'Amico, congratulations on your more than a decade of dedicated service to the people of Bullhead City. I want to thank you for the work that you've done as a member of City Council, Vice Mayor, and Mayor. Your years of service have made a real and lasting difference. From securing funding for Highway 95 improvements, to working on the Silver Copper Crossing Bridge and pushing forward land transfers that will benefit the city for years to come. Your leadership has helped move Bullhead City forward. You've always kept your community's best interests at heart. Now, as you step into your new role as Executive Director of the Bullhead City Metropolitan Planning Organization, I know you'll continue to bring people together and get things done. Gabby and I send our warmest congratulations. We're grateful for your service, and we wish you all the best in this next chapter. And it's signed, Mark Kelly, United States Senator. And from the Bullhead City Council and all the staff at Bullhead City, this is a certificate of appreciation presented to Steve D'Amico. Thank you for your service to the city of Bullhead City. Re-elected to Bullhead City Council November 14th, 2014. Re-elected to Bullhead City Council August 28th, 2018. elected as mayor of Bullhead City August 2nd, 2022, and selected as executive director of the Bullhead City Metropolitan Planning Organization June 5th, 2025. This is dated today, signed by Toby Cotter, Bullhead City Manager. Congratulations, Steve.
Thank you.
I'd like to ask Penny Pugh to come up. She has some words from the congressman.
You fooled me.
I did fool you. He asked me why I was here, and I said, well, because I have to visit. This is what I do. I'm not a liar, though. So on behalf of Congressman Gosar, I would like to present a certificate. Congressional recognition hereby awarded to Mayor Steve D'Amico for outstanding service, dedication, and lasting contribution as mayor of Bullhead City. And a challenge coin, sir. And then, I don't know if many of you know, but we do congressional recognition. And a congressional recognition is read into the record and is in the Library of Congress forever. So you're going to be in there forever. And this, I'll just read this to you. It's really pretty. It's House of Representatives recognizing the distinguished public service record of Steve D'Amico, Honorable Paul A. Gosar of Arizona in the House of Representatives, Tuesday, July 15th, 2025. Mr. Gosar of Arizona, Mr. Speaker, I rise today to recognize the distinguished public service career of a pillar of the Bullhead City community, Steve D'Amico. Steve's 11-year tenure in the City Council, including his time as mayor and vice mayor, has exemplified the highest standards of civic leadership, integrity, and commitment to community progress. Since his initial election as Bullhead City Council member in 2014, a subsequent re-election, Steve demonstrated an immediate passion for public service, but he wasn't just passionate, he got results. Steve has been instrumental in advocating for local and regional infrastructure improvements, economic development, and transportation planning. His leadership was essential in securing millions in state funding to improve the safety and efficiency of Highway 95 in Bullhead City, Mojave Valley, including the addition of turning lanes and massive repaving efforts. However, Steve's commitment of service was not limited to just elected office. He was also an active participant and chairman in numerous committees and boards, including the Bullhead City Metropolitan Planning Organization, Tri-City Council, and Mojave County Water Authority, as well as a member of American Legion Post 87. Steve's resume as a public servant is certainly impressive, but his impact on the community is deeper than board memberships and funding. Everyone in Bullhead City knows that he will go the extra mile to ensure that his community concerns are heard and their needs are met. Steve is an example of how local government can and should work for the people. While the town of Bullhead City is losing one of the most dedicated, capable, and service-minded mayors they have had, I am more than confident that Steve will continue to accomplish these things for his community in his role as executive director of the Bullhead City Metropolitan Planning Organization. Steve, keep on shining. The world needs more people like you. Thank you, Mr. Speaker, for allowing me to recognize the distinguished public service career of former Mayor Steve D'Amico in the official record of the 119th Congress. And I'm not going to read this, but the congressman also sent you a personal letter, so I'll let you have that. And we appreciate all you've done. You want to get a picture?
Sure.
Without my glasses. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You have something you want to say?
Yeah. Those of you that know me, I'm not a long speech guy. I'm pretty much short, sweet, and to the point. Excuse me, somebody was cutting onions in here or something. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, I just wrote something very short and to the point, but friends, colleagues, and the wonderful people of Bullhead City. What a pleasant surprise. I knew I had no idea when I wrote what a pleasant surprise it was going to be. It feels like just yesterday I was here as your mayor. And it's truly an honor to be back amongst you tonight. A month ago, I transitioned from the mayor's office to take on the role as executive director of the Bullhead City Metropolitan Planning Organization. It was a bittersweet departure, as serving this community as mayor was an immense privilege, one I cherish deeply. Receiving this plaque tonight, and the letter from the congressman, and the letter from the senator, is incredibly humbling. It's a testament to the hard work we all put in together. And I share this recognition with every one of you who contributed to our city's progress. Thank you for your trust, for your support, and this thoughtful acknowledgement. I'm excited to continue serving Bullhead City in my new capacity, focusing on a bright and well-planned future for our growing community. And I have the utmost confidence in our council and our Mayor Rodney Head in continuing to move the city forward in the best way possible. Thank you, everybody.
So, Steve, I'm not really sure if you call Raider stuff swag. Do they use that term? Because there's some swag for you with Raiders logos on it.
Don't put this in the paper. You know, I'm a very nice guy, but I'm also a Raider fan. I will cut you.
Well, I'd just like to take a moment to say that Steve and I really first met and started spending time together during that first election cycle of his when he was elected. And I think the city was so fortunate that the people here had the foresight to elect him to city council and then on through the process as mayor. It's been my pleasure, and I'm speaking, I'm sure, for the rest of the city council to have worked with you and to continue to make Bullhead City an amazing place. So thank you for everything you've done for the city, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take about 10 minutes while they move some signs and chairs around, so please feel free to take a break.
All right, thank you all. We'd like to come back to order. My first official act as mayor is to apologize to my lovely bride for not having her come up while I was sworn in. I was in such a rush to get to Mayor D'Amico's presentations that I neglected to do that, and I apologize with the bottom of my heart. Okay, it's called to the public. Call to the public is available for citizens wishing to address the Bullhead City Council. Comments are limited to 3 minutes unless speaking on behalf of a group of citizens that are present with you. If you are speaking on behalf of a group of citizens, please let us know so that we can set the timer appropriately. Is there anyone that would like to address the council?
Good evening, new mayor. Rodney, and my name is Barbara Pape. I have a announcement that our Colorado River Republican Women is having their monthly meeting on Wednesday, August 6th at the Chaparral Country Club at 1260 Mojave Drive, Bullhead City. This is a luncheon. The menu is hamburgers, cheeseburgers, chef salad, turkey sandwich. Anyone can attend this meeting. Also, they can be have, this is an opportunity for them to join our membership. Our guest speaker is going to be Congressman Paul Gosar. He is one strong representation of the strength that we need in Washington. He will bring everyone up to date on the latest information and changes. I want to also say that we are proud of Pamela Smith advancing to this city council. She will be a great representative to our city. You have no way that she's going to do without helping all of us. Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Anyone else? Come on up, Eva.
Good evening, new mayor and Pamela Smith and Toby Cotter. I'm Eva Genovese, Bullhead City. I'm here to announce again that our 81st annual Republican picnic will be on Saturday, July the 26th. At 10 a.m., starting at 10 a.m., up in the Hualapai Mountain Park. And it is going to be a slate of really strong candidates. We have Paul Gosar, Hilde Angus, Leo Biasucci, Andy Biggs, and Robeson will be there as well. And of course, our District 2 Supervisor, Rich Lettman. Sunny Borelli, Kim, what's Kim's last name? Kim. Kimberly Yee. Sorry about that, Kimberly. And a host of other representatives that want your vote. I want to share with you that 2026 is one of the most important elections in Arizona because we will be electing a new governor. It's very important that we all get out there and vote and encourage all of our friends and family to vote. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Good evening, Mayor Head, Pamela Smith, congratulations, City Council. My name is Grace Hecht, and I want to just share with the community and invite all of you to our Little Sprouts Farmers Market, which will be happening our last one this summer, partnering with Mojave College on July 24th. It is from 5 to 8 p.m. in room 600, and we have 35 little young entrepreneurs from 6 to 18 years old that make a variety of things. If anybody has a child in that age range that would like to sign up, there are still spaces available, and you can do that at makebullheadbetter.com. I also would like to invite any teachers. We have an event. It's called Back to School Teacher Party, and it's going to be at Laughlin Ranch, and we'd like to personally thank Laughlin Ranch for comping the room for us. We have 169 teachers registered so far. This is like a mixer-style event where we invite all the teachers, and numerous businesses and individuals in our community have donated things so that every single teacher knows how much our community loves and supports them. And I would like to say thank you. We have teachers from every single school, from Needles to Laughlin, participating, and we're so grateful for them. All the information on both of these events is on makebullheadbetter.com. Thank you.
Thank you. Next.
Mayor and City Council, I don't know your name, sorry. there is so much to talk about or think about this week.
Could I ask you for your name, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Paula Fontes Hamby.
Thank you.
I live in the El Paso area, and there's so much news going on, I hardly know where to start. So I'm going to go back to the beginning just with a few changes. They said first they came for the communist, and I did not speak out because I was not a communist. This week and last week, they came for our immigrants. I did not speak out, well, I am, because I'm not an immigrant. So now I go directly to the Constitution, and I thought, where is it? Where is my freedom of speech? And I found it. It's the very First Amendment. The very First Amendment is our freedom of speech. And what I want to say is, I don't know if you know, but there are people here that are afraid to speak out, afraid to put up a sign in their private property. And I ask you, do you see any signs that say, because we're working on hands off our veterans care, hands off our immigration attorney, hands off of our schools this week. Do you see those signs? They're not there. They're afraid to put up their signs. So we need to work on it. We need to make this aware so we can make things better for Bullhead City. I told you, I lived here from 1957 to 67. I love this town. Took me 50 years to come back, and I'm a little disappointed. So, I didn't read you the amendment. Well, I'll just read the first part of it. Freedom of religion, freedom of speech, and the press, rights of assembly and petition. So there's the freedom of our speech, and there's more, but I know I only have 3 minutes. So since I've been here, I've been called a communist by our little friend, and a liar, and that I don't belong here, that I should go somewhere else to do this. Well, I'm just saying I have my freedom of speech, and I think those people, I appreciate that. I don't care if they call me. I was a teacher for 40 years. I've been called a lot worse than that. But anyway, my son is not, whatever. My son disagreed with me when I told him about the taking care of the veterans and the cuts that are going to veterans. And he said...
Thank you.
And he said, Mom, that's not nice.
Next. Seeing no one else rise, we'll move on to our agenda. Do we have any agenda modifications?
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion to waive the reading in full of all ordinances and resolutions presented for adoption at this meeting.
Second.
Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Manager's report.
Thank you, Mayor Head and council members. Just a real quick report this evening. We've got a couple of photos that our TV4 team will put up. We did have recently some skate park enhancements, improvements, and you can see some of those up on the screen. I want to thank Dave Heath, Angie Johnson, all of the folks who contributed and came to our meetings and participated. Shade, of course, you could see in that picture, was one of the primary considerations that parents have asked for, even the skaters themselves. Sometimes you just get hot and you want some shade. And so more picnic tables, more amenities, again, an expanded skate park, and so far, so good. The response has been great. So we just wanted to highlight some of those improvements. And then we also wanted to highlight some of the improvements at the RC, the remote control track. There was an event held on Saturday night out there. Some of you were able to make it. Unfortunately, I was not, but there's some great photos from Saturday evening that were on display here. So the remote control community continues to grow. We've grown the amenities for them from an oval track, the dirt track, the grandstand or the grand viewing area. As you can see in the photos, there's a lot of people out there racing and having a great time out there at the RC track, which is also located within Rotary Park. I recently read that from someone who doesn't live here that they've never seen a nicer park in America. I thought that was a really nice compliment from someone who I think has a lot of credibility in park and park, you know, going to parks across the country. And so, of course, we have the river, which makes it an amazing park. But the features that you're seeing from a skate park to an RC track, the ball fields and all the amenities, it really is a really fine park. And then the last thing on my agenda is just a quick update. The state of Arizona, of course, passed their budget. We want to, you know, thank our Senator Hilde Angus and our representatives, John Gillette and Leo Biasucci. The city did have a couple projects that were awarded within the state's budget. A $1 million grant for a water transmission line and $1.5 million for Hancock Road. And then the county was also granted $1 million for Mountain View, which is just south of the city. So those are some pretty serious dollars, not grant, not restricted, but direct allocations to the city. So it's been a very long time. We, you know, received Highway 95 and those funds, the $8 million. But prior to that, our mention in the state budget was pretty fair, if ever. And so really want to highlight the fact that our representatives went to Phoenix and came home with a couple things for their communities, not just Bullhead City, but our other surrounding communities. So we're ready to progress. The state budget, of course, includes all of the revenues that we pointed out in the budget, such as state-shared revenues for gas tax, income tax, sales tax. All of those are on target. Our new budget year has started, and we're ready to roll. Thank you.
Mayor and council members' reports on current events. Anyone? Anyone? Thank you. Are there any items to be withdrawn from the consent agenda?
Mr. Mayor, I ask that item number 5 be removed from the consent agenda due to a personal conflict.
Item number 5 will be removed from the consent agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda without item 5?
I move we approve the consent agenda without item number 5.
Second motion.
Cast your votes.
Councilmember Ring? 7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Thank you. Can we move on to item number 5, please?
Item number 5, discussion and possible action to approve the amended final plat for Montana Ridge Estates, tract 5165, unit 2.
Mayor Head and council members, this is the amended final plat for Montana Ridge. Johnny, Billy, myself, Garner are happy to answer any questions you may have. We believe this was a consent agenda items. Only give a report if you need it.
Thank you. Any questions from the council? Any questions from the audience? Seeing none, I'd take a motion.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve item 5 as read.
Second.
Cast your votes.
6 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item 7.
Item number 7. Let's see here. Discussion and possible action to approve the preliminary plat for a project known as City Center District Lots 4 and 5, described as a portion of Section 20, Township 20 North, Range 22 West, Bullhead City, Arizona.
Mayor Head and council members, our planning manager, Johnny Laura, will present this item. The developer is also in attendance and will like to make a few words. Thank you.
Okay, good evening, Mayor and Council. So this is the first preliminary plat that's been submitted for the City Center development that Council looked at a few months ago. This first plat is developers proposing to create a 20.85-acre lot for residential use on Marina Boulevard, just south of City Hall here, and a 1.96-acre commercial lot at the southeast corner of the development at the Highway 95 and Riverview Drive intersection. The 20-acre parcel would be developed with approximately 155 residential units. Under this current plat, it would remain a single parcel, so it would be built out as a rental community. The intention would be to build it out such that at a later date, it potentially could be platted as individual lots and the streets dedicated to the city. But for the time being, this is being platted as single lot. All the interior streets would be privately owned and maintained. The commercial lot at the Highway 95 and Riverview Drive intersection is intended for a car wash. The developers indicated that's still in the works. It's not finalized, but they're still working through that with the car wash people. These uses are in compliance with the conceptual plan and the zoning that council's already approved, and the development of the parcels would be subject to those rules and regulations. The Planning and Zoning Commission did vote 5 in favor and 1 opposed to recommend approval. Stand for any questions.
Any questions for Johnny?
Yeah, is that two separate proposals or one with both things on it?
Yeah, it's one plat with two parcels.
So if we vote on this, it's going to be the two parcels as one item?
That's correct.
So if I was okay with the car wash, but not okay with the other parcel, it's not separate?
I think you'd have to reject the entire thing, I believe.
Thank you. Any other questions for Johnny? Go ahead, Dan.
Quick question. Why does the builder want to have one lot instead of the 155 residential units that were originally planned? Is that because he doesn't want to have an HOA?
No, Jake is here if you want to ask him that question. I think it's just there was a plat floating around before this one that would have created 155 individual lots. I think this gives them the flexibility to either build it out as a build-to-rent community where it remains one parcel all under the same ownership, or they could plat it later to make it individual lots that would be for sale. But I'll turn that over to Jake to answer.
Thank you. Please come
Mr.
up.
Mayor, Johnny, before you leave, if I remember correctly from the planning meeting, if this gets approved by council, they will have two preliminary plats out there. And then once they submit their final plat, that's when they've made their decision if they're going to be 155 parcels or one giant parcel. Is that correct?
So the first plat that went to P&Z was never brought to council. So that one has not received approval.
Anyone else?
Yeah, another question I had was, what type of housing are you planning for this property?
Thank you. Jacob Korda from Phoenix. First and foremost, congratulations, Mr. Mayor and Councilmember Smith. So I understand there's certainly a little bit of confusion about kind of how we're approaching this. Ultimately, the goal here and the reason why we're coming through this with one big parcel is it gives us a little bit of flexibility. Our intention, and looking at this from kind of the grander scope, this entire property will ultimately, it has the ability to have up to 2,400 units. So throughout the course of City Center, throughout its development over the course of the next 5 to 10 years, there will be various forms of housing. There will be for sale, there will be for rent, different types of for sale, different types of for rent. So I just want to acknowledge this is the first step of what will be many across City Center. The intention here is the focus would be a build to rent concept. Now, I want to make sure everybody understands what build to rent is, because I think it has a negative connotation. I think it's conflated with what's called single family for rent, and that's not at all what this is. Single family for rent is what a lot of people have seen in the news. You've got large hedge funds from Wall Street, from New York, that are onesie twosie buying homes off the MLS, upbidding everybody, and effectively removing that supply from the market and removing that opportunity for someone that, for example, lives in Bullhead City that wants to buy a house here. They can't any longer do that because, you know, XYZ person from Wall Street is now turning that into a rental. We're not in favor of that. We're not supporting that. And in no way, shape, or form is that what we're proposing at City Center. Build to rent is effectively a multifamily property. It's any property that you see, like the new Commonwealth one, although Commonwealth is the low income, but this would be market rate. But it's effectively, it's a multifamily property where instead of building up, you're building out. So we have space here. We recognize that that space is something that is, it's something that people appreciate. It gives the opportunity to have a backyard, to have a garage, but also still have amenities that a multifamily property would have, i.e. a pool, maybe a dog run, maybe a small gym, something like that. So it's for all intents and purposes, it's a multifamily property. It's just built a little bit different, but it's the same structure in terms of ownership, in terms of renters, and all of that. So that's the intention.
Okay, I'll clarify my question. Mm-hmm. What type of housing, I think, was my question.
This would be rental.
Is one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, or the garage, what type? That's number one. And number two, if that's what your intent on what you want to do with the properties, why not just leave it alone? Then when you come to your final plat, make a decision as what you want to do at that time.
Well, the way we're designing it gives us a little bit of flexibility where ultimately the goal here is to do a build-to-rent concept. It's a challenge, especially in this environment, and it's going to be a function of timing. So we're trying to design this in a way that gives us some flexibility where if we're not able to secure a developer that will do that, that gives us the ability to do the 155 lots that will be for sale. In terms of what the actual product will be, that ultimately would be up to the developer or whoever specializes in that. That wouldn't be us. But I can tell you it would be most likely the bulk two bedrooms. You probably have some one bedrooms, some three bedrooms. Most, if not all, would have a garage, and most, if not all, would have a backyard.
And out of the numbers that you have, how many will be ADA approved?
Yeah, that would have to come at the time if and when we are able to get a build-to-rent developer, and everything would be compliant per ADA laws.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I have a question. Hi, Jake. What he was just describing was New York people, or what that's we're going to use that as that, could come down and buy one or two houses and turn them into rentals. What's stopping them from buying that whole plot of land and having 155 houses for rental and just doing it on a bigger scale? What would be the difference?
I don't know. Well, the difference would be this is new supply. That's what Wall Street is doing. They're not building homes. They're buying homes that already exist off the MLS and even off market, and they're effectively removing that supply from the market. What I can say is there's, if you're thinking about this as a multifamily property, you could say the same for any other multi-property that exists anywhere in the world and in Bullhead, where you could have one person that buys the community, you could have a company that buys it, you could have a corporate, it could be any number of owners. So it's different. The ownership, again, it more closely follows what you'd see in a multifamily than anything else.
All right, so currently what you're just asking is for us to give you the flexibility to make it individuals or sell it to a company to put their own housing up, because we don't have any final thought on what kind of house it's going to be, because nobody's bought the property yet.
Exactly. So this is kind of leveraging ourselves to be able to say, hey, we've got this as an opportunity. It's ready to go up to this point. And then ultimately, we're going to lean on the experience and the knowledge of the groups that have developed this stuff in the past to kind of build it out as they would see fit.
Thank you for that.
Of course.
Anyone else?
Mayor Head? I do have a couple questions. Just for a point of clarification, the underlying zoning would remain R1L. Is that correct?
So, yeah, the way the zoning was approved, it did have different developments. It had different units. I think this particular unit was R1L. I think the thought is these will be individual homes, even though it's one parcel. It's not going to be like your traditional apartment complex with multiple units in a single building. It will be individual units. So we think it still falls, you know, basically within its, they're still single family residences.
Okay, because the use on this land use plan specifies detached single family homes. So we'd still be looking at detached single family homes.
Correct.
And then there was a preliminary plat that was previously presented to planning that had street layouts. With this lot, would the street layouts be the same?
It would more or less be the same. I think the only caveat to that would be if there is an amenity package for a multifamily use, we would have to figure that out. But everything else, the layout would be more or less the same.
Okay. So we're pretty much looking at either 155 tax parcels or one tax parcel.
Correct.
And a developer, if you're probably interested in selling or developing this yourself, do you guys have a direction?
We won't develop it ourselves. Kind of the way that we're functioning on our end is serving as the master developer. So we're working towards working on the zoning and kind of trying to figure out what are the pieces to this puzzle that make the most sense for Bullhead, and working with the city, everything that makes most sense. From there, we're working with various investors and developers to work with them, whether it's selling land to them and having them do it, working with them in conjunction in a joint partnership in some way, shape, or form. Us specifically, we will be developing very little, but we will be involved throughout the entire process from start to finish.
Okay, and then one final, if this was denied tonight, this previous preliminary plat could then come to council because that was approved at planning and zoning.
I believe so.
Yes, it could.
And a developer could buy that whole, all 155, and do exactly the same thing, but it would be all individual parcels instead of one, in theory.
In theory, yes, but I will say that we as the master developers and as the property owners, we're going to have quite a say in what is developed there.
Okay. I don't have any more questions.
Thank you. Anyone else? So as the developer, I'm just trying to wrap my head around this whole thing here. You have, let's just say for the sake of argument, 150 lots that will have a house on one each. Mm-hmm. Can you describe for me what you think the difference between that and an apartment building with 150 units is, other than it's 150 buildings instead of one?
It's really hard to picture because it's something it's relatively new all around. This is something that you see in Phoenix, and you're seeing a lot kind of in the Sun Belt and the southeast of the country. From an operational structure and from an ownership structure, it's exactly the same. Really, the only difference is that, again, you're building out instead of building up. So instead of going 2, 3, 4 floors, it's one floor, one structure. Everybody's kind of renting their own property, more or less. But property is probably not the best word, but it's you know, you're renting your own structure within the larger property.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Is that it?
I'll go back to my question regarding a homeowners association. You would have a homeowners association then?
If ultimately it is the single family for sale, yes, there would be an HOA. If it's a multifamily, it would be up to that owner operator to manage the entire thing privately.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone from the audience?
Good evening, Mayor. Congratulations.
Thank you, Bart.
Pam, thank you. Congratulations, council, staff. Appreciate every one of you for your dedication to the city. I'm really concerned about this. With all due respect to the developer, I'm not quite sure what he just said.
I know we all know you, but could you tell us your name,
yes,
sir?
Sorry, Bart Anderson, Bullhead City.
Thank you.
I'm not quite sure what he just said. I hear a lot of theoreticals, and I'm not quite sure. The way I see it, and I'm pretty simple, is right now it's approved as 155 lots for 155 homes, all for sale individually so people can come in and buy a home. Or it can be 155 homes where there's a single owner and they're all rented out by a single owner. And that, I believe, is a really slippery slope. I don't think there's a neighborhood in Bullhead of a lot of homes or a neighborhood that's owned by a single corporation or single ownership. And so this set begins or could set a precedence for what goes on in the future. I think it's pretty scary. I mean, you know, if we could imagine Walmart owning a neighborhood, now, you know, that's, or any other big corporation. Is that the direction we go? Is that our heritage? Is that that in my lifetime, I've never seen such a thing. Now, it's starting to occur. As the gentleman said, you know, in Phoenix and California, these corporations are going in and buying lots and running neighborhoods. I came to Bullhead because we're a smaller community and I don't want corporations coming in and running our community. So I think I covered all my points. You know, I just don't know how this at all could benefit Bullhead to approve this change. It's already approved for 155 homes, which I think is excellent. So I would encourage you to vote against this change. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Anyone else?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
It might be well just to clarify some of the legalities that have been referred to here tonight. The developer originally brought a single-family, individual, platted preliminary plat 4 to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Single-family zoning, individual lots. At that point in time, they decided that they wanted to look at another structure, and so they brought this preliminary plat 4 to Planning and Zoning, which does not parcel the land into the individual lots, but maintains the single-family residential zoning, but allows the flexibility of building on that piece multifamily. What they chose to bring forward to council was the single parcel approach, not the individual 155 lots. And so that flexibility to go back and forth between, oh no, we're going to build these as individual lots and sell them as individual lots, they don't have that option unless they came forward with an amended plat and changed it and P&Z and you approved it. That's not just an option they have to select on their own as the developer. So what you would be approving tonight, if you do approve this, is basically a multi-family approach a multifamily approach with a single taxable parcel, one owner, consistent with the zoning that would be applicable to single family residential. And so in other words, they would look, have to be consistent with single family residents, they'd have to look like single family residential under our zoning code. That's what they have to look like. But they could still be rentable units. Not parceled out individual. That's what you would be approving here tonight. If they want to go back to the individual lots, they got to bring another plat forward.
Okay. Any questions for Garn?
I totally disagree with this. I'd like to see a study of the success for this kind of plan. That's all I wanted. A study.
how successful has this been in Phoenix and California? That's all.
Anyone else? Comments from council?
I think a lot of people are confused on this. I would like to see maybe we did a little workshop or something where we could discuss this further. I'm leaning towards one way, but I'd like to hear more information. Just get a little bit more information on this.
Councilmember O'Neill, so the council previously to this council did approve a similar concept on CAF properties behind the Chevron station when it was brought forward. It was even more than this, I believe. I can't remember the exact number of build-to-rent homes. Mayor Brady at the time was convinced that it was just going to be too expensive. He wished them well and said, you'll fail because your houses are too expensive to rent. But that never went forward, and then Century Complete bought the entirety of the subdivision. And if you've been up behind Chevron, you'll see most of those homes have already been built by Century Complete. So conceptual, though, the mayor asked the question, what's the difference between this and an apartment? It's a house versus an apartment versus a multifamily unit versus a duplex. And so it gives them that opportunity and the flexibility. I don't think it's going to hurt the developer if you vote no. It's going to take away some opportunities for them. And so I mentioned to the new councilwoman when we met the other day, the fact of the matter is for a city, when you have one owner, it makes it a lot easier to do policing and code enforcement and all the things that we do every day versus 155 people. But we're ready for both. And ultimately, you know, time, financial considerations are the biggest thing, right? So timing, as Jake had mentioned at the podium, what developer is going to do this? And then financially, we're talking a many, many multi-million dollar project here. So if there is a developer that wants to come and do these build-to-rent homes, you know, this would be the location for them. If it doesn't happen, they're going to have to come back and seek a rezoning. If the concern is it's too soon, we've never done this before, I mean, there are similarities in our community. I think I've mentioned this, you know, in 15 years. We have the most diversity of housing in any city around. We have everything from park models and campgrounds and RV parks to mansions, right? And great houses all over this community. We have places for rent all over the place. Multifamily apartments. We just opened 100 new units of apartments. We approved this concept before. So it wasn't brand new to the community. So when this developer proposed it, it wasn't like Johnny and Billy were trying to bring something new and fashionable because it's only existed in Phoenix. This is a tall ask for a developer to come in and build. You know, let's just say each single family home is $200,000 to build. You know, that's a lot of money that they're going to have to pour into this. So will it happen? I don't know. I think what you're hearing Jake say is it gives us the flexibility to go try. If it doesn't work, they're coming back. They might not even ask for this current concept. They might ask for something totally different. And it's the preliminary, right? So I don't think you are losing all of your options. And so, again, no one's here to telling you how to vote. We can live with whatever decision council makes. But every developer has the right to come ask, and that's what we meet here for. They're asking for this so they can go out and sell it.
Mayor Head, Johnny, I have one more question. Could you just quickly describe the next, so if this preliminary plat is approved, what are the next approval steps in a development process? Because we don't have streets or anything with this.
Correct. So they would submit the final plat. I think actually before then, their engineer talked about submitting grading plans. So we would know the layout in the next probably few weeks, maybe a month or so. I think they're working on those improvement plans now. So those plans would be very similar to what we would see if it was a full-on subdivision with individual lots. It would have the streets, all the utilities. But those plans would not come to council because it's not a final plat that has individual streets and lots and things. So staff would see those plans. I think as part of the final plat submittal, we can include that as an exhibit so you can see what the layout is being proposed as. But the only thing that would come to council would be the final plat. It wouldn't look much different from what is in your packet now. It would just be the two lots.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, ma'am.
Correct me if I'm wrong. If it's a single plat, it's private streets. One of the questions that came up at planning was to make sure the city is protected if 20 years from now they decide to start changing the plats and subdividing and giving individual parcels, that the city would be protected on the streets.
Correct. So under this idea, under this this preliminary plat and then final plat, all the interior driveways, streets would be private. If at a later date they wanted to try to plat that individually, individual lots, dedicate the streets, our public works staff would have to look at the condition of those streets. It'd have to be built, first of all, to city standard with, let's say, with sidewalks and whatever else is required. And then this has come up in other subdivisions that are older that have private streets. I think they would have to, at that time, potentially make improvements to those streets, reslurry or whatever it would take to get them up to city standard before the city would take them over.
No one else? Council, what's your pleasure?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to make a motion to approve this. I sense that there seems to be a little bit of confusion, and we really need to approve this to move forward.
I'll second the motion.
So I have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Please cast your vote.
Five in favor of the motion, two opposed. Motion carries.
Thank you. Item number eight.
Item number eight, discussion and possible action to approve a purchase of a new Crackback 2 Form Craftco of Chandler, Arizona in the amount of $83,119.05 plus applicable taxes and freight as outlined in quote BBBQ 69810-01 dated May 12, 2025 and authorize the city manager to execute resulting payments.
Mayor Head, council members, our public works director, Ms. Johnson, will present this item.
Thank you, Mr. Goddard, Mayor and Council. Today I ask for your approval to purchase of a new crack vac machine from Craftco. This machine will be used to vacuum the cracks prior to us crack sealing all the cracks on the roadways. Currently we use a machine that actually blows them out, so there's a lot of debris and dust in the air. This will actually contain it so we're not, you know, putting it in the air and stuff like that. We do get a lot of complaints when we're in residential areas with the dust and debris flowing. This equipment is under a Sourcewell contract. A Sourcewell contract is a contract that is other government agencies have went out and looked to get the best prices for other agencies. This machine also has a 2-year warranty. There is no extended warranty. This is a budgeted item, and I ask for your approval.
Questions, council? No questions. Anyone from the audience?
Mr. Mayor? Sorry. On the last page of this, it says that Sourcewell participating agencies get 5 to 20% discount, and I do not see any discount on the...
It's already in the price, but I can work with the vendor too, but it's what in the price.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to show it at the end.
Yeah, when we looked at that, Councilmember Smith, the price and the quotation you receive is already part of that, but then when you look at the actual PR materials that are included in the packet, it gives you that last little sentence, right, that you get to save that discount. So in the future, we can certainly just show the discount as part of the invoice. That makes it easy.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? Seeing none, council, what's your pleasure?
I make a motion to approve that item.
Second.
Cast your vote.
Seven in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
Item number nine.
Item number 9, discussion and possible action to approve the purchase of new EZ Series 2 1500 diesel melter from Craftco of Chandler, Arizona, in the amount of $147,629.33, plus applicable taxes and freight as outlined in quote BBBQ 69930-01, dated May 12, 2025, and authorize the city manager to issue resultant payments.
Thank you, Mayor Head. Council members, again, this was a budgeted item discussed during the budget workshops, but our Public Works Director, Ms. Johnson, will present the item tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Cotter, Mayor and Council. Tonight, I ask for your approval for the new EZ Series 2 1500 diesel melter from Craftco. This machine is used to heat up the material that we use to fill the roadway cracks. The current piece of equipment that we have is over 15 years old. It would replace the existing crack seal machine. The last two seasons, we have ended up renting a replacement just because we've had to send ours in for work. The current pot on the equipment, it's been cracked multiple times, and if we have to re-weld it, we're going to end up having to purchase one because of that. We can't fix it anymore. We use this as one of our pre-surface treatments during our slurry program. So we fill all the cracks. It helps with keeping the slurry from going into the cracks and keeping, you know, the material last longer. Tonight, I ask for your approval. This has a two-year warranty, and it is a Sourcewell contract.
What was the warranty?
It's a two-year warranty.
Two-year? Yes. No extended warranty available?
No.
Thank you very much.
Anyone else? Anyone from the audience? Seeing no one rise, Council, what's your pleasure?
Motion to approve item number 9.
Second.
Cast your vote.
7 in favor of the motion. Motion carries.
That ends our meeting. Thank you all for attending.